Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, August 21st, 2018. On this day in 1961, Motown released what would be its first number one hit, Please, Mr. Postman, by the Marvelettes. The empty House der Statistik, or House of Statistics at Alexanderplatz, currently offers a picture of misery. But that is about to change. The shell of the building complex from GDR times is to be redesigned according to plans by Berlin architects Claudia Euler and Jan Dilling. Their design, which is strongly oriented towards the historical model, won first prize in a competition that has now been decided. According to a statement by Berliner Immobilienmanagement, or BIM, in front of the building on Otto Braunstrasse, the architects are also proposing the construction of a building that is to serve the city community for recreation, meetings, and communication. Whether it will be implemented, however, is still open. BIM Managing Director Sven Lemis stated that, quote, "We were faced with the challenge of giving the House of Statistics a new and modern face on the one hand, and ensuring that the ensemble of buildings would blend seamlessly into the historic cityscape typical of Berlin, and that the signs of the past would not be blurred." According to the current status, the dismantling of the old facade and the subsequent new building are not planned until 2022 and is scheduled for completion in mid-2023. For years, the Hermannstrasse station has been a meeting place for the drinking and drug scene. Berlin's S-Bahn now wants to fight against this with an unusual means. Drinkers and junkies are to be driven out of the station by the sound of music. For thousands of passengers, Hermannstrasse is an important interchange station between the S-Bahn or Ringbahn and the U8 underground line every day. According to statistics, approximately 3,000 crimes are perpetrated there annually, including robbery, assault, and drug offenses. Nationwide, the station hit the headlines when in 2016, the Bulgarian Svetoslav S. brutally kicked a passerby in the back and she fell down the stairs of the station. Railway spokesman Burkhard Ehlert remarked that the entrances to the station have become loitering and littering spots. Therefore, as a pilot project, authorities will sound these areas with atonal music from September onwards. This music is far from usual melodies and harmonies and will be used to encourage people to leave. A similar action, but with classical music, took place at the Hamburger Bahnhof in 2017. Also in Leipzig, where the Bahnhof Bettler were distributed with works by Bach. In 2010, the BVLG took classical action against drinkers at the Adenauerplatz underground station, but the test was discontinued because the music also annoyed passengers and station merchants. If the Hermannstrasse test is successful, the atonal music could also be heard at the other 17 problem stations, such as Alex. These stations, including Charlottenburg and Frankfurter Allee, are also to be upgraded for a total of 5.3 million euros by extensive cleaning and improvements to the atriums. In the fight against the impending shortage of personnel, Berlin's police commissioner, Barbara Slovic, wants to let older civil servants work longer on a voluntary basis and bring pensioners back into service. Slovic told Berliner Morgenpost that she wants to enable retired colleagues to become involved again, for example, as contact area officials in the neighborhoods on a contractual basis. Slovic also reiterated its proposal to recruit young people for the Berlin police force in other European countries with high youth unemployment. In the coming weeks, the Commission intends to present a strategy for recruiting personnel. Because many police officers will retire in the next few years and the authority wants to grow, it is becoming increasingly difficult to find suitable trainees. The new school year started yesterday in the Hauptstadt. In some places, the number of pupils at general schools has risen by 8,000 to 359,000 within a year, and 87,000 pupils at vocational schools. The shortage of teachers, which has reached a new dimension in Berlin, caused many discussions in advance. That's why more newcomers have been hired than ever before. Only a good third of the 2,700 new teachers have studied in the classical teaching profession. The larger part is made up of people who, as lateral entrants from other professions, have to move into the classroom and first acquire pedagogical knowledge. Critics therefore fear for the quality of education, which Senator Sandra Schiedes of the SPD rejects. A total of 34,000 teachers now work in Berlin's public schools, 900 more than in the previous school year. In addition, there are around 7,500 educators, educational assistants, and language assistants. For years, increasing numbers of students have been a challenge for the city, and will remain so. As part of a 5.5 billion euro school construction program, around 60 new schools are to be built by 2026. There are currently 1,039 general and vocational schools in Berlin. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.